Peace, brothers and sisters. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your grace and mercy that we can come to your sanctuary to worship you and praise you.
主, 你教导我们说你的话语, 那是我们脚前的灯,
Lord, you tell us your word is the lamp at our feet and the light on our path.
我们只有跟随你的脚步, 按你的话语去行, 我们才能够知道我们怎样
We only know how to spend our lives if we only follow your steps and follow your light. May the Spirit guide our everyone's heart. Let us to understand your wills through your words. And know how to act according to your will and be pleasing to you. We thank you, Lord. We pray all this in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Today I want to share with you the title is Children of Light. First, we need to know what is Children of Light.
那么使徒保罗呢，在帖撒罗尼迦前书五章五节，他这样说：“他说你们都是光明之子，都是白昼之子。我们不是属黑夜的，也不是属幽暗的。”Apostle
Paul said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 5, "For you are all children of light, children of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness."
那么在使徒约翰，同样也是在约翰一书五章十九节，他这样讲，他说我们知道我们是属神的，全世界都握在那恶者手下。Apostle
John also stated in 1 John 5:19, "We know that we are from God, and the whole world lies in the power of the evil one."
那么也有一首诗歌，那么叫《光明之子》。
There is a hymn called Children of Light.
Now, 那用你宝血重价赎回的名字，光明之子，主所喜悦的名字，背起十字架，将主光带进人群里。Children
of Light, hear the lyrics. By your blood, by your tears, you redeemed my life and washed my sins away. Lead me, Lord, to your light. Make me pure and holy for all days. Children of Light, I'm called by Jesus' name. You have paid for my life with your precious blood. Children of Light, for the honor of your name, for your glory, I will bring your light to the world.
所以很显然，我们今天要讲的光明之子，乃就是那些所有蒙神的恩典，靠神的大能，听信福音而被得救的人。And
it's obvious that when we reference to Children of Light, it means all the people that through God's grace and by his own power that we receive Jesus Christ and be saved.
也就是那些神从罪恶过犯中拯救出来的归属于他的人。
And those who are rescued by the God from the darkness of sin and part of his children.
那些真正信靠耶稣基督做他的救主和他生命的主的人。
And those who truly believe and trust the Lord Jesus Christ as the Lord of their lives.
那我们上个星期呢，我们在这里一起纪念了我主耶稣他的受难，也一起祝庆祝了他的复活。And
last week here we remembered Jesus Christ's crucifixion and also celebrate his resurrection.
那我们再次思想了主耶稣为拯救我们这样的罪人，他所付上了何等的代价。
We also meditate on the in order for him to save us through our sin, what kind of a penalty he paid on the cross.
那么他受尽了凌辱，经历了死亡，三日后复活。
And he endured the shame and going through death and resurrected after 3 days.
所以透过他的复活的大能，使我们更加的笃信不疑，我们对我们永生的盼望。
And through his power of his resurrection and continue to strengthen our faith that we can have eternal hope.
所以我们蒙了神如此大的恩典，那我让我们出死入生，出黑暗入光明，成为了神的孩子，光明之子。
We are so blessed by God's grace and through his mighty power that we can come out from the darkness to the light. We become the children of God.
那我们受了如此大的恩典，我们应当怎么样来活出这个讨神喜悦的生命，才能蒙使我们蒙召的恩相称呢？
So how should I live our lives to pleasing God and to worthy the saving grace that from the Lord?
那么盼望通过今天的信息，我们能够认识到，那么基督徒呢，我们行事为人当像一个光明之子，我们才能为主所喜悦。
I hope through today's message, I want to share that Christians should walk as children of the light to be pleasing to the Lord.
那我想从两个方面呢和大家来分享。
I want to share two points.
那么意思就是光明之子所当有的品行。
The first is what is the conduct of children of light.
另一点就是光明之子应该对周遭的人也所应有的影响。
The second one is the influence that the children of light should have on the people surrounding them.
我们先看第一点，就是光明之子当有的品行。
Let's look at the first point, the conduct of children of light.
那么在第八节到第十节。
From verse 8 to 10.
那么这些品行呢，我们分成几个方面来看。我们先看第一点，就是光明之子呢，应当是行在光中。
We'll look at it in several points. First, we want to look at the children of light should be walking in light.
那么在第八节他这样讲，他说，从前你们是暧昧的，但如今在主里面是光明的，行事为人就当像光明的子女。
So in verse 8, it says, For at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light.
也就是说，我们每个基督徒在信主之前呢，我们都是在黑暗中的。
In another word, every Christian before we were saved, we were all in the darkness.
我们本能的去做各种神不喜悦的事情。
By our instinct, we do things that does not pleasing God.
也就是这里所说的那些暧昧无意的事。
And this is what it says: we were darkness.
我们只有认识了神，成为基督徒之后。我们就在基督耶稣里是出黑暗入了光明。
Only when we are in Lord Jesus Christ, when we become Christians, that we are coming out of darkness into the light.
所以因为我们知道神耶稣基督他既是人也是百分之百的神。
We know our Lord Christ not only is 100% man, but also 100% God.
而且呢，约翰一书呢，在一章五节。的前半部分，他说：“神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。”
In First John, chapter 1, verse 5, the first half says, "This is a message that God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all."
所以呢，在基督里，也就是在光中。
So that means in Christ does mean in light.
那么圣经中呢，它常常用光来类比神的属性。
In the Bible, it is always using light as a description for God's character.
那么为了是表达呢，神他的威严、他的荣耀和他完全的圣洁。
In order to show God's authority and God's holiness.
那么与神的荣耀、圣洁相反的，那就是黑暗。
The opposite to God's glory and God's holiness is darkness.
而与神隔绝的世界，它就住在这个黑暗之中。
The world that's separate from the God, separate from God, is live in the darkness.
那么这里说，从前你们是暧昧的。
Here it says, "For at one time you were darkness."
那么意思是说，他们信主之前不但是生活在这个黑暗的这个环境中，而且黑暗本身就是他们生命的象征。
So here it says, before you are believers, you are not only living in darkness, but you are part of darkness yourself.
因为没有神在他们里面。
Because there's no God inside them.
那么这里他又接着说，说但如今在主里面是光明的。
Here it says again, now you are light in the Lord.
所以他的意思是说，你们若在主里面，就是在光明中。
What he says is, if you are in the Lord, you are in light.
那么光明也在你们里面，你们自己也就成了光明。
And the light will be inside of you, yeah, you become light itself.
所以呢，信耶稣的人就像光一样。
So whoever believes Jesus Christ, just like light,
他应当是照亮他们的周围。
He should shine around him.
那么主耶稣呢，在马太福音的五章十四到十六节告诉他的门徒。
In Gospel Matthew chapter 5, here's what Matthew told his, Jesus told his disciples.
他说，你们是世上的光，晨照在山上是不能隐藏的，人点灯不放在斗底下，是放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人。你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket.But on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven.
那么主耶稣在这里所说的光，也就是我们基督徒所应有的好的行为。
What Lord Jesus said here about the light is referring to the good behaviors of the Christian.
那么使徒呢，保罗再次使用行走这个词来表明他们必须有光明存在他们的内心，彰显他们的生命。
So the Apostle Paul uses, so you have to act out is just mean that if you are light inside, you have to act out as a part of the children of light.
所以他们就像光行在人间，那么就像我们走这个人生的这个天路的历程的时候，那么就像光行在人间一样。
So when we walk the path to heaven, it's just like a light is shining on the path.
那么使徒保罗呢，他在这里主要想表达这样一个观点。
So Apostle Paul wants to mainly express this point.
那么一个人信主后，因为生命的改变，他的性情也会发生改变。
A Christian after he believes the Lord, and not only his heart changed, his character will also change as well.
那么因此呢，也必然会导致他的行为发生改变。
Also will change in his own behavior.
那么他呢，一些过去他不在乎，甚至呢引以为豪的这些不好的行为。那么他信主之后，不但自己不再去这样做了，他也会告诉别人不再去做。
So some of the behaviors in the past he will ignore or he will do himself, some of the bad behaviors. After he believes the Lord, he will not only stop doing himself, but also will tell others to not to do it.
那么他过去可能觉得做这样的事还很自豪、很骄傲，但是现在翻过来觉得是一种羞愧的事情。
In the past, he may be proud of what he did, but now he will feel ashamed.
那么最近呢，我也听了一位弟兄的一个见证，那么对我自己来说也深有体验。
Recently, I heard a testimony from a brother, and I have a deep feelings.
那么我们知道，我们在中国大陆的那个年代，那我们在外面上大学的人呢，通常要在这个节假日要坐火车回家或者返校。
In the years that when we go to college in China, we usually took the train when we have holidays to go back home.
那么那时候每个人的家庭的经济状况都不是很好。
At that time, every family has a pretty tight budget.
所以好多同学呢就坐火车呢就逃票。
Many of the students, when they ride the train, they just do not buy the tickets.
所以来了学校呢，互相大家就说你怎么逃，他怎么逃的票，我怎么逃的票，互相来就是介绍经验。
And they will share their experience on how to best evade the detection by not buying the train ticket.
那么都觉得谁逃得多，谁才是有能力，才觉得他才是很厉害。
Or felt that whoever can escape the most times will be the most clever or most cunning.
那么有一位弟兄呢，他也是其中的一位。
There's one brother that's among them.
那么他是他在逃票里面，他是最有本事的。
He was the most ability to do this this thing.
但是他呢，一次听到福音，他悔改，他认为逃票这不是一个值得骄傲的事情。
So, but he did heard the gospel and he repented. He felt that take the train without a ticket, it's not a good thing.
那么他从此呢，他不但自己不再逃票了，他也鼓励那些同学们不要再逃票。
From then on, not only he stopped doing that, he also encouraged others to not do it as well.
因为他认为这些事情是一个，真的是一个，是一个羞愧，羞耻，是一个令人羞耻的事情，不是一个光荣的事情。
Yeah, he thought these things are not for glory, but ashamed.
那么我们都知道，人的外部的行为乃是他内心世界的彰显。
We all know whatever the outward action come out of his own heart.
所以呢，要想真正的改变我们一些不好的行为，那么必须要改变的，首先是我们的内心。
In order to change our behavior, the first thing we need to do is change our heart.
啊，这也就是正是我们这个光明之子所应有的这些品德。
And this is the conduct we, as the children of God, should have.
那么在第九节，他这里说。他说：“光明所结的果子就是一切良善、公义、诚实。”
Here in verse 9 it says, "For the fruit of light is found in all that is good, and right, and true."
那么，既然是光明之子，他就有了一个新的生命。
Since we are the children of light, we have a new life.
而新生命呢，是透过他的行事为人的美德体现出来的。
The new life is shown by his own deeds and acts.
那么这里面的良善呢，在圣经中经常是表达的意思是对他人的仁慈或恩惠。
Here the goodness means to be gracious to others and be good to others.
那么保罗在罗马书十五章十四节，他这样讲，他说：“弟兄们，我自己也深信你们是满有良善。”充足了诸般的知识，也能彼此劝诫。
So, Apostle Paul said in Romans, chapter 15, verses 14, "I myself am satisfied about you, my brothers, that you yourself are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, and able to instruct one another."
那么，对以弗所教会的信徒来说，他们过去是污秽和贪婪。
For the members in the church at Ephesus, the life in the past was filled with greed and covetousness.
那么他们是按他们自己的私欲，以自我为中心来生活的。
They live a life according to his own self-desire and is self-centered.
那么他现在呢，他们成为了光明之子，所以他们的行事为人呢，应当体现出他们对他人的仁慈来。
So now they are the children of light, and their acts and their deeds need to show that they are good to others.
如果我们仔细安静地思想一下，贪婪跟良善，它的意思其实是正好相反的。
If we really think about the words greed, goodness are the opposite.
那么贪婪的人呢，总是想到自己，不管他人的感受。
A man who is greed, he always only consider his own selfish reasons and not think about others.
那么他总是想得到更多。
And just want to get more and more for himself.
而良善的人呢，他总是先考虑他人。
But a good person always think about others first.
那么生怕他人因为自己的言行而受到伤害。
And they are afraid that his own deeds or acts may hurt the others.
他总是想给予人更多，尽量少亏欠他人。
He just want to give other people more and so that he does not lack, people do not lack.
那么公义呢，是这里面是指那些是行事为人的那些他的正直。
The righteousness means that the people act in righteousness.
那么诚实呢，表示这种内心没有虚假。
And true means that in the heart there's no falsehood.
那么我们作为光明之子，我们怎么样生活才能结出这些良善、诚实、公义的果子来呢？
So as a children of light, how do we bear the fruit of goodness, righteousness, and truth?
换句话说，也就是我们用什么作为标准来判断我们的生命是否具有良善、公义、诚实这些属性呢？
So what should we use as a way to check whether our life is good and right and true?
那么后面的第十节他告诉我们，他说总要查验。何为主所喜悦的事？
In verse 10, it says, "And try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord."
那么这里面的查验的意思就是自我审查。
Here the word discern means examine yourself.
那么神拯救了你我，赐我们一个新的生命的时候。
When the Lord saved all of us and gave us new lives.
那么他把我们过去以自我为中心的这个人生观。改变成了一个以神为中心的我们的人生观。
He changed our views from self-centeredness to the views that we center around the Lord.
那么其实这也是我们小妖里问答学习中的第一个问题告诉我们的。
This is the first question in the short catechism.
他说，小妖里问答第一个问题就告诉我们说，人生的首要目的乃就是荣耀神，以他为乐，直到永远。
The purpose of our life is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever.
那么荣耀神，那么就是做一切的事情都是为了神的荣耀。
To glorify God means in all things we do is to please to the Lord.
为了神所喜悦。
Because of to glorify Him.
那不是为了满足我们自己的私欲。
Not to satisfy our own selfish desire.
那么当我们蒙恩得救时，我们虽然有了行善的能力。
When we are saved, even though we have the ability to do good things.
但是我们还有罪性在我们的里边，也就是我们还有犯罪的可能性。
We still have our sinful nature living in us, so we still can sin.
神虽然赐给了我们一个新生命，但是他没有免除我们思想和选择上的责任。
Even though Lord gave us a new life, He did not remove the responsibility for us to do, choose a good deeds and good acts.
所以呢，使徒保罗他在罗马书十二章的二节这样来劝勉我们说，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的良善、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
So Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 12 and verse number 2, it says, Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect.
那么这里保罗呢，是在提醒我们，要使用我们的理性思维。
The Paul remind us we need to use our ability to discern.
当然这也是神赐给我们的恩典。
This is the grace that God gave us.
那我们要靠着圣灵的带领，在面对生命中不管是大事还是小事，我们都要做出神所喜悦的选择来。
So we need to choose no matter the big or small things in our lives to pleasing God according to the Holy Spirit.
也就是说，我们在选择或者做任何决定的时候，首先要问的问题应该是。
So the first thing we need to ask when we try to make a decision, whether it's big or small.
那么，如果主耶稣就在我的身边，那么他对我的这个抉择怎么来，怎么看
？If Lord Jesus is right next to me, what kind of opinion he will say about my decisions?
我们经常会面对很多需要我们做出选择的事情。
We will face many things in our life that require our decisions.
比如说我们早晨起来，我们第一件事，我们是要查看我们的 email， 我们的微信，或者是 text， 还是我们应该先来到神的面前来感恩，来读经，来祷告。
For example, when the first thing in the morning, should we go do check our emails, the WeChat or the text, or the first thing should be we should come before the Lord to pray and to praise and give thanks.
我这里不是说你花费多长时间，乃是说这个歇后的顺序，我们应该首先做什么。
I didn't mean by the length of the time. What I mean is the order of the sequence. What should we do first?
还有，那么如果朋友的生日聚会和教会的主日敬拜有冲突，我应该去哪里？
If there's a conflict between the birthday party of my friend and the worship of the church service, which one should I go first?
那么夫妻吵架，要不要我们去主动的去来和好？
If there's a conflict between husband and wives, should we go reconcile? Who should reconcile first?
那么做儿女的孩子们，如果你们对爸爸妈妈有一些不敬重，甚至是这种反口，这个说不好听的话什么的，那么要不要去跟爸爸妈妈去道歉？
As a children, if you have didn't use honorable words to your parent, do you need to think about how to repent?
那么冒犯或者伤害他人的时候，我们要不要去认罪，请求他人的宽恕？
Should we repent and ask for forgiveness if we offended others?
那么等等这些事情，所有这些问题呢，都需要我们做出更正当的选择。
All these things will require us to make a right choice.
我们做什么抉择，不是按我们自己的意愿，而是要看主是不是喜悦。
Whatever decision we try to make, it's not because of satisfy our own desire, but whether to do this is pleasing God.
那么光明之子呢，除了要谨慎自己的言行品行，那么他也要通过自己的好品行呢，来影响他周围的人。
So the children of light not only have to behave good conduct in themselves, but they also have to be influence others who are next to them.
那么这是我们下面要第二点分享的，就是光明之子对周围人应有的影响。
That's the second point we want to talk in the sermon is the influence of the children of light that should have on the people surrounding them.
那么这是最后的11到14节，我们先看十一节。
But let's look at verse 11.
那么他这儿讲，那暗昧无义的事，不要与人同行，倒要责备行这事的人。
Verse 11 says, take no part in the unfruit works of darkness, but instead expose them.
那么这里其实在讲光明之子呢，应当活出公义圣洁的生命。
Here it says, the children of light should live a life of righteousness and holiness.
那么他不应当参与任何邪恶污秽的事情。
Should not be part of any evil things.
因为公义与邪恶，圣洁与污秽，它是不可以共存的。
Because the holiness and the unholiness and the righteousness and the unrighteousness cannot coexist.
那么光明之子呢？他不但不应该参与这些暧昧无义的事，还要有胆量出来，把这些事情给显明出来。
So the children of light should not only not be part of those work of darkness, but also need to have the courage to expose them.
那并且要责备那些行这些事的人。
So also need to tell them that these things are wrong.
那么这样做呢，很可能会招致很多的麻烦。
Here you may cause a lot of trouble for yourself.
甚至你会受到逼迫。
And maybe gets persecution if you do that.
所以呢，我们要求主赐我们极大的极大的这个智慧。
So we need to pray for the Lord, for great wisdom.
因为我们常常会在我们周围遇到这些暧昧无义的事情。
We may run into these works of darkness, constantly.
所以我们应该常常求主来给我们智慧，决定怎样在这个弯曲悖谬的时代。好像光明照耀一样，将我们的生命能表明出来。
So we need to pray to the Lord for the great wisdom, so that how to live like light in this dark world.
那么神呢，让他的儿女透过他们的新生命来彰显神他自己的荣耀。
So the Lord will glorify himself through the new lives in his chosen people.
那么这样呢，那些暧昧无意的事呢，就被反衬出来了。
And those things that do in the darkness will have a contrast.
那么保罗呢，接下来就给了我们，我们不参与这些暧昧无意的事的原因，为什么我们不该参与这些事情。
And the next, Paul also mentioned why we should not be part of the work of darkness.
那么十二节他在这里说，因为他们暗中所行的，就是提起来也是可耻的。
For it is shameful even to speak of the things that they do in secret.
那么保罗其实曾经在第五章的前面就讲过，在第三节他说，至于淫乱并一切污秽或是贪婪，在你们中间连提都不可，方合圣徒的体统。
So Apostle Paul in a book of Ephesians in chapter 5 earlier on verse 3 he mentioned that but sexual immorality and all impurities or covetousness must not even be named among you as is proper among saints.
那么保罗在这里强调的乃是作为光明之子，他们有神的仁义和圣洁在他们的里面。
Here what Paul emphasized is as the children of light,We have God's holiness inside of us.
所以呢，他们在一起交通的时候，不论是谈论那些暧昧无意的事，还是那些行这些事的人。
When they get together, when we talk about these things, works in the darkness, and also those people who are do these type of works.
那么他们其实都是在羞辱他们作为圣徒的身份。
Those are even ashamed among the saints.
因为光明之子乃是神从这个世界中分别出来为圣洁的，归他所有的。
Children of light are chosen by God out of this world to set apart for him.
那么那些暧昧无意的事呢，和行那些事的人，他们是污秽的，在神眼里。
The work of the darkness and also the people who does those kind of works are unholy in the eyes of God.
所以圣洁和污秽它是不可以放在一起的。
Holiness and unholiness cannot be put together.
那么给出了光明之子应当拒绝行这些暧昧无意的事的原因以后呢，保罗又解释了为什么光明之子可以把那些暧昧无意的事表明出来。
So first, Paul gave the reason why the children of light should not do the work of darkness, and next he also mentioned why the children of God can expose these darknesses.
那么十三、十四节他这样说。凡是受了责备，就被光明显出来，因为一切能显明的就是光。所以主说：“你这睡着的人，当醒过来，从死里复活，基督就要光照你了。”
Verse 13 to 14. But when anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible. For anything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, "Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you."
所以这里说暧昧无意的事之所以成为光明之子的这个那暧昧无意的事呢之所以能够被光明之子显明出来。
Here it shows that the work of darkness, the reason that it can be exposed by the light.
是因为大家都知道的一个普遍的原则，那就是凡是只要暴露在光的下面，那么他们都是可见的。
It's according to a common rule that anything that's exposed under the light, it will be seen.
那么在主里面呢，我们就成为主里面成为光明之子，那么就有了光明之子的生命。
So in the Lord, we are children of God, and we have a life of children of God.
那么也就会把那些暧昧无意的事呢显明出来。
And we will expose those works of darkness.
也就是说，当基督徒向光明之子生活的时候。就能把不幸的人带到光的面前。
It means when we live out our life as children of light, we will bring the unbelievers to the light.
那么不幸的人呢，在这个基督徒的光照之下呢，可能会变成一个光明之子。
The unbelievers under the light of from the children of light and may be converted and become a children of light.
那么在彼得前书三章一节有这样一个例证。
In First Peter chapter 3, there's a witness.
他 他教导主的这个，他教导着信主的妻子们，要借他们的好的品行，使不信的丈夫呢能够归向基督。
Here teach that whoever, for the wives that are believers, needs to convince their husband through their good deeds.
这里他这里说，你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫，这样若有不信从道理的丈夫，他们虽然不听道，也可以因妻子的品行被感化过来。
He says, likewise, wives, be subject to your own husband, so that even if some do not obey the word, they may be won without a word by the conduct of their wives.
那么所以呢，这样呢，就是信主的妻子呢，他们就像光一样，能够照亮不信主的那些他们的丈夫。
So the wives who are believers, if they walk in the light, then they can be shining upon their unbelieving husbands.
那么进而把那些不信主的丈夫呢，能够带到基督的面前。
And they can bring the unbelieving husband to the feet of the cross.
使他们能够悔改和妻子一同成为光明之子。
So that they can repent and become children of light together with their wives.
那么这个其实在我们中间也是存在这样的事情。
And we have things among our congregation.
那我们每个月都拿出一次的祷告时间，专门为我们中间的弟兄姐妹的配偶来祷告。
Each month we dedicate one time to pray for the spouse of our sisters in the church.
那么求主光照他们，能够也求我们的这些信主的弟兄姐妹们，能够在家中做美好的见证，像光一样呢照亮他们。
So we pray that the Lord will shine light upon them and also the sisters can bear good witness at home.
让他们跟自己的配偶能够有一天一起来信主，成为光明之子。
So that their conduct can bring their unbelieving husband and to convince them to become the children of light.
那么在最后一节十四节，那么保罗呢用了当时复活节唱的一首诗歌，他作为结尾。
So at the end of the chapter, Paul uses a hymn from the Easter.
那么勉励基督徒在这个黑暗的世界为主做美好的见证。
Encourage the Christians to bear good witness in the darkness of the world.
那么同时也是在呼唤那些生活在黑暗中的人，从他们罪恶的过犯中能够醒过来。
Also call those who live in the darkness to be repent from and to be set apart from the dark world.
能够接受耶稣基督这个光，能够成为一个光明之子。
And accept Jesus Christ, which is the light, and become a children of light.
那我们今天呢，从两方面呢，分享了光明之子该当有的一个生命。
Today we shared that from two areas, what's the conduct of the children of light.
那么一方面呢，光明之子要行在光中。
First of all, the children of light need to walk in light.
行事为人呢，要彰显出良善、公义和诚实。
They need to bear the fruit of goodness, righteousness, and truth.
那么在做任何的抉择时，要问问自己：我这样做，主耶稣喜不喜欢？
Any decision we make needs to be pleasing to the Lord.
那么另一方面呢，光明之子应当通过他的言行来影响他周围的人。
The second part is the children of light needs to have a good influence on people surrounding them through their good deeds and the word, acts.
那么他要常常警醒自守。
He needed to be alerted and needs to be self-conscious.
拒绝参与任何这些暧昧无意的事情。
Refuse to be part of the works of darkness.
那么并且要善用神所赐他的智慧，把那些暧昧无意的事呢显明出来。
And to also expose them using the wisdom from the God.
那么我们每一个蒙恩得救有新生命的基督徒。
And every Christian that we have God's grace and have a new life.
那么都有圣灵居住在你我的心里。
Or have Holy Spirit live inside of us.
所以我们都是光明之子。
We are all children of light.
所以我们每个人，那么都有神的祝福。
We all have God's blessing.
那我们蒙恩得救以后呢，我们就成了一个有新生命的基督徒。
After we are saved, we are a Christian with new life.
那么这是神给我们的祝福。
This is a blessing from the Lord.
那么其实我们都想让神呢赐福给我们方方面面。
We want God's blessing in all our lives.
那么昨天呢，和几位弟兄姐妹呢，去参加了这个 T4C 的一个圣经研习讲座。
Yesterday we went to T4C to attend a Bible study group.
那么在讲座中的牧师呢，特别提醒我们要明白圣经中赐福的含义。
The pastor specifically mentioned for us to understand the meaning of blessings.
他说在圣经中，他说赐福都是命令。
He said in Bible, blessings are all commandment.
那么命令中不仅包含特权，也赋予享受特权的人该担当的责任。
Command is also a privilege and also bear the responsibilities.
那么神使我们成为光明之子，将来承受他为我们预备的产业。
God made us the children of light and also give inheritance to all of us.
那么这是神给我们的，是神给我们，这是神的赐福。
This is God's blessing.
那么也是赋予我们的特权。
And also a privilege that given to us.
那么神给我们这个特权的同时，其实他也在命令我们要担当该担当的责任。
At the same time, God also commanded us to bear the responsibilities.
就是让我们活出光明之子的生命。
That means we have to live our lives as a children of God of light.
来捍卫我们在基督里面的合一。
To protect our unity within the Christ.
那么让我们一起连成一个整体，就成为一个大的光体。
Let us be united together, become a brighter light.
也就是主的身体教会。
And the body of Christ, that's church.
能够让我们能够照亮这个世界。
We can be a light in this world.
能够将更多在黑暗中的人带到基督的面前。
Can bring more people living in the darkness to the Christ.
我们来一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父神，我们一起来到你的面前来感谢你。
We dear Heavenly Father, we come in front of you to praise you and thank you.
主，谢谢你用你的话语随时随地教导我们。
Thank you for giving your word who can teach us anytime and any moment.
让我们知道我们的缺乏。
So we know what we are lacking.
让我们知道我们随时随地需要主耶稣你的带领，需要主你的光照。
So we need Lord, your guidance and your light anytime and any moment.
求主你透过今天的信息。
Lord, I pray that through today's message,
主你在我们每一个人心中你动那美好的善果。
That you do good works inside everyone's heart.
让我们审查我们自己。
We are examining ourselves.
让我们看看我们是不是那位主你所拯救的光明之子。
Let's check to see if we are the one that you saved and is a children of light.
让我们审查我们是不是照亮了周围的人。
And let us examine whether we shine around us.
也让我们审查我们自己心中是否还存在任何的幽暗。
And also examine ourselves to see if there's still darkness inside our heart.
求主你的圣灵驱散一切我们心中的幽暗。
Lord, I pray the Holy Spirit will drive out any darkness in our heart.
主让你的光常照在我们里边。
And may your light be shining inside us all the time.
让我们真正成为你所喜悦的光明之子。
And truly make us the children of light that's pleasing to you.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in the Lord of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.